Your thoughts on today's big game here at Windsor Park, David?
Again, obviously, slightly disappointed with the scoreline, but it wasn't about a performance today. It was about Jamie. He's earned a testimonial. He's been a credit to himself and his family. I'm a little bit picky at times. To lose 7-0, it's disappointing. It was a pride took a little bit of a dent at half time. I'll tell no lies about that. And at the end, but we created two or three chances in the second half, and we probably should have scored maybe one or two.
A lot of positives for us. I thought Stevie Fallon and in particular Johnny Fraser, young guys, obviously had to make an impression, and they did.
What they give you is a youthful exuberance and a wee bit of energy, and I think they gave us that. And we gave the ball away too many times in the first half. When we play here, a lot of the times when you give the ball away, you don't always get punished, but it seemed as every time we gave the ball away in the first half, we got punished today. And Rangers are a good side. They've got experienced international, really good footballers, and you can't give the ball away.
Kenny Miller looks a class act at age 36, whatever he is.
I said to him at half time, I said to him at the end, if there's anything that you take individually out of the game, is to see the way Kenny Miller goes about the game, whether it's a friendly, a testimonial, a cup final. He played out there today as if it might have been his last game. He's 36. He's got all the medals, all the caps and all the goals for Scotland and Rangers and all the other clubs he's played for. But I think he epitomised everything about a footballer today. Turning up, wanting to put on a show and wanting to show people. People in Belfast have probably not seen him close up, but they've seen him today. I thought he was a credit to himself and the club today.
And they look in great shape going into a huge game for them next Saturday, don't they?
Yeah, it's a big test for them. They've signed a lot of new players. So they'll go, a wee bit of experience. Some of the players have played in the Premier League, but Old Firm games are slightly different to go in. Form goes out the window. Your experience at some of the other games sometimes go out the window. So hopefully they go in there and do themselves proud and get a result next week.
And a proud day for you as manager to welcome your old team back here.
No, I was proud before the game. I was so proud at half time and at the end. I'm disappointed, and I say it's not always about the result today, but I thought we could have been a little bit better in the first half. Second half, whether they eased off a little bit or whether we got slightly better, I don't know, but disappointing to lose any game. But what we can do is try and take a little bit of positives out of the day and go forward the next week against Portadown.
And it's great to see a great turnout of blue noses of Linfield and Rangers persuasion here to support Jamie today.
Yeah, that was brilliant. And Jamie's earned that. He's deserved it. And hopefully Jamie's enjoyed it. It's been a big day for him and his family. And one that he thoroughly deserved.
It's an international break, and there's been a lot of hype about this match, but it's really back to business now next Saturday, Portadown, back here at Windsor Park.
Yep, that's the bread and butter for us next week, Portadown. I think they won last week, so they're playing today, so should be a good game, and one that I hope that we can turn up again, and we can get 3 points.
And we want the sort of performance against Portadown that we saw here against Glenavon, when we looked good, as opposed to the Dungannon game, which we know you were disappointed with.
Andy, we always want good performances here.
All the very best for Portadown next Saturday, and bring those 3 points home.
Cheers, Andy.